All right, hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Jacob. Back at it. It's about 8:08 in the morning right now. I just dropped off my son, my youngest son. It's been a crazy month and a half since the last time maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not sure. All my days are coming together right now, like kind of intertwining. It's exciting and crazy, and like it's all this mental craziness going on in my head. My life is great, but the challenges for me they seem to be mounting in a sense. It's scary. It's exciting and crazy all at once. I'm just like, the more I'm moving towards this new adventure, the scarier it's becoming. I don't know if it's because I'm older now or because I've gone through the years of working and having a paycheck and you know, kind of going through that cycle. I don't really know if it's that. That's the reason why. Maybe it is, right? But, so the last month and a half, or I want to say last couple weeks since I've had my last podcast with my sons, and before that, trying to take my test, you know, for the state license to become a licensed agent. After that, here I am. And I've been excited and everything's been great. But it's also been scary, and it's also come to some really true facts about, like, what's really going on. Like, when you're moving towards your goals, like, I'm like, the more closer I get to achieving something, the more obstacles come in my way, right? And I knew that coming into this, but, you know, like, nothing's for free. You're not going to have a clean slate when you're going through anything. And I've known that through the years, but I don't think I've really had to pay my dues in the way that in the way where you're trying to progress yourself. I might pay my dues, don't get me wrong, as far as like putting in work for other people, but when it came to me, I don't really think that I was willing to foot the bill on that, if you know what I mean, if I'm even making sense. I don't think I was willing to put up the money for myself in the sense of, like, believing in me more than I do anyone else. So that's the closer I'm getting to my goals, and the more that I'm achieving and trying to do this new adventure that I'm on, it's like I realize a part of me doesn't even want to go there with me. But anyone else that was doing it or pursuing it, I would give my everything to help them do it. I understand why that is logically. And emotionally, but it's just crazy, man. You know, it's like, not that I don't want it. I guess it's to the point where I don't want to sacrifice, my family's way of life in a sense right now. But I mean, like, am I really sacrificing it if I'm actually putting in work and putting in the time to kind of do something new, you know? I know at this particular time, I can't just outright stop my job. I mean, I haven't really, you know, like, sold anything yet. Like, I just had my first appointment where I was actually a licensed person, so that I believe that I'm going to be getting paid off this. So it'll be my first time getting paid on trying to do my new adventure. And that's scary. And exciting all in one, right? Because I'm like, yay, all right, cool. This is what's up. But then last night I go to a meeting, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, well, guess what? Here's another thing you didn't know about. Everything's changing. And guess what? You got to pay half of what, or you got to pay, not a half. You got to pay a percentage of, like, an overhead or whatever, the overhead of everything, of the agency I work for, whatever. But it's like $65 a month. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fudge? I haven't even sold shit up to this point. And so it's scary, you know, like, and so I'm thinking like, and then it's weird. It's like automatically, I'm like, you know what? I'm not built for this. It's time to quit. I think I need to shut everything down, right? So automatically my fear comes into play and I don't want to set my family back. And I don't want to, like, you know, whatever is going to be, like, I just don't want to be the reason why I set them back. But I don't think I want to try to be like the reason to set them forward, because I feel like my family's only been one way, you know, like I know I need to get out of my comfort zone. I know I need to challenge myself in a way where I've never been challenged before. And I think that's where we're at with this, you know? So it's like, you know, they have all these young kids there and they have all these great professionals there that have been doing you know, like high level professional stuff prior to this. But you know, like, I feel like for me, it's totally different. Like you getting me raw and uncut, straight from the, you know, like I was 20 years old when I started my job, right? And I'm like, I am now gonna be 45 this year. So off and on, I've been at that job probably 20 years. And I've only known that job. And I was just a child when it started. So it's like, I don't want to make excuses. I don't want to say, you know, like I can't do it. But I also know that whenever I'm going in there and I have to do calls and I have to do all this stuff, that I hit a wall, right? I hit a wall and then I'm just like, you know what? I don't know. Because I don't really know that I could trust anybody with my life right now, you know, other than my family. So I kind of am walking on eggshells with my own stuff instead of being like, share, man. Just share, dude. Just take the freaking leap, right? Just jump, you know? But I'm like, this thing is going so fast and I'm just trying to hold on. Every time I make one level, it's like, oh yeah, guess what? Here's another level. If I make another one, it's like, oh, here's another one. I'm like, I know, okay. Logically in my mind, I know that there's new levels that are always gonna come because it's happened in my life, but I was always prepared for it. With these new ones, it's really just me kind of going after my own thing. So I'm the only one going through it with myself. And I'm having all this self-discovery and all this blah, blah, blah. And I know at the place where I'm trying to work at, or I do work at, they're always like, you know, you got to work together with your spouse, your family, and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, okay, yeah. But she's on a whole different trip than me. And she's got my back. She's always like, I support you. Like, I'll go wherever you want to go. Whatever you want to do for you, I'll support that. But that's you. You know what I'm saying? So what do you do with that? You know what I mean? What do you do with that? Like, you're going in a totally different direction with totally new people. I mean, like, I got my boy Rick, you know, he's like the one next to me, but I know he's going through some stuff and he has to handle his own life. And really, you know, like, I, you know, I'm trying to get with my folks other than him, but working at my work and trying to do all that is crazy, man. Anyways, I'm rambling. This is just me just being, trying to capture this feeling of just disarray. I'm like, I am really not sure where this is all going to go. And I'm very scared. And I honestly, I'm nervous. I don't want to quit. I don't want to stop. I don't want this $65 a month to deter me from my goals. You know, I don't want it to deter me. I want something new. And I want it like I've never wanted anything more in my life. And you know, like my boy Dondi, he said it last night. You know what I'm saying? He wants, when he's in front of his family, he wants to be exactly what he says he is. and being able to fight and grind and get after it is what drives him. So that, you know, even he has his daughters there and everybody there, and it inspires me, you know, and I want to get after it like that. I just know a lot of who I am, I'm trying to snap that piece of me that's still trying to hold on to the past, that's still trying to be that guy, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, if you made it through all that and you're with me now, like, I really appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it. I really appreciate you staying with me and listening in. And, you know, hopefully as we move along and you decide to stay with me and grow with me and see where I go with my life moving forward, and I appreciate you. With that being said, headed to work right now. It's about 8:19 now. Got some stuff on my chest. Probably listen to Ed Milet. If you haven't got a chance, go listen to that guy. He's very inspirational. He's an amazing guy. But, yeah. It's raining in Northern California right now. All right, you guys. Good luck on your day. Remember, go affect change on the world as best you can, as positive as you can. Keep your head up, eyes open, and keep moving forward. Much love. All y'all. Peace.